Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 15th, 2026. J.D. Vance came to Bangor yesterday to talk about fraud, one day after Forbes reported that Trump's other vanity projects will cost $162.5 million in addition to the $1.4 billion he's requesting from taxpayers to fund the ballroom to replace the wing of the White House that he tore down without permission. Forbes adds that the actual cost is likely to be much higher. The cost of the Arc de Trump alone is estimated to be as much as $100 million. In addition, there are more questionable no-bid contracts being handed out by the Trump administration than I have time to mention today, but I will post some links in the archives. Signs inside the venue where Vance spoke carried messages about protecting taxpayer dollars and fighting fraudsters. Vance told the audience, quote, "For the first time in a long time, you've got an administration in Washington, D.C. that is fighting for you, fighting to protect your tax dollars, and fighting to put the fraudsters in prison, which is where they belong," end quote. The fraudsters that Vance would like to redirect your attention to are nonprofit healthcare organizations for the most part. He says the administration plans to continue investigating and anticipates finding, quote, "hundreds of millions of more dollars every single month that we look in the state of Maine," end quote. Here's a bit of what was happening outside Vance's appearance in Bangor yesterday, starting with the Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows, concluding her remarks.
Well, our message to J.D. Vance is, hate has no home here. You are going to lose in 2026.
That's a little hard to understand, but what Secretary of State Bellows was saying is that her message to J.D. Vance is that hate has no home here, and you are going to lose.
Yeah, hi. I'm out here today to protect our democracy and our country, which is under assault from a wannabe dictator that is trying to have a breakthrough of authoritarianism. I'm also a union nurse with Maine State Nursing Association, and I'm protecting healthcare for Americans that is also under assault. You know, if we don't have healthcare, people are gonna get sick, obviously. There's assaults coming from all ends. It's coming from the scientific, the skepticism for science. It's coming from the assaults on Medicare and Medicaid. It's coming from the big bad bill. And it's coming from corporate healthcare taking over little hospitals. Little hospitals are closing all over the country and in Maine. So I'm worried about the health of the people of Maine, and I'm worried about our country. So I actually am from Bridgeton and part of a Lake Region Indivisible. And, I do what I can. Every little bit helps.
Do you mind saying your name?
My name is Amy Strum.
Yeah, I'm here because, and all, whether it's Trump or him or anybody, any of his, like, minions or cult or whatever you want to call them. Like I said, the name, like, MAGA, it was a great idea. It's just the turd in charge of it, I'm not a big fan of. To me, it's like, yeah, make America great again. I'm like, I try to think, which part, you know, because it seems like women don't have any rights, you know, to their bodies. You know, African Americans, Native Americans, you know, all of our immigrants, apparently that's what most of us are. Unless you're actually basically Indian or Native American, we're all, our ancestors are all like that. 250 freaking years, and look what's happened now. You know what? We're all a part of America. That's why we're not like some of these other countries that people don't have any rights. It's just, it's upsetting, you know, that we're fighting over dumb stuff. I mean, I'm wearing this hat because, like, I see a lot of, like, MAGA and other people wearing the Confederate flags, and I'm like, you guys, like...
So describe your hat.
It's a Civil War hat. Learn from our past. Don't relive it.
Do you mind saying your name?
David Mallory.
Okay.
Sorry.
And where are you from?
Locally, yeah. I live right down the street, so...
Thank you.
Have a good one.
That was recorded outside the Bangor International Airport yesterday as Vice President J.D. Vance spoke inside. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.